Graham Thomas from Milford is with me. Hello, Graham. Good to
good
talk
evening.
To you.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk about Air New Zealand and tourism and Qantas and, you know, what's happened over the last week or two. Passenger numbers over September for Air New Zealand, less than expected. What's going on here?
Well, that's right. Interesting point, actually. They carried around about 1.2 million passengers during September, which at face value looks like a lot, and it was, but in fact it was down about 5% on last year, and they also say the load factor decreased by about 5%. They point to, you know, short haul being quite weak and international long haul also being quite weak. So you begin to wonder, well, by the time the October numbers come out, and that included the Rugby World Cup as we know, you know, maybe the benefits for New Zealand just weren't as good as first thought.
Should we expect, what, better numbers from the October release following this Rugby World Cup? What do you think?
Well, you'd certainly hope so. Having said that, over and above it, though, you sort of get the feeling that when you talk to businesses and people that the trickle-down effect to a lot of businesses, including Air New Zealand, I guess, wasn't as great as would have been hoped. I mean, particularly for Air New Zealand, there were other factors, to be fair, like there were knock-on effects from the earthquake in Christchurch and Japan, of course, and the ash cloud problems. And one of the big issues is that the flows out of Japan have been significantly weaker than what they were, and that's quite a big market for New Zealand. But around the world, of course, the world economy is just not in good shape at the moment. So travelling, which is discretionary income for people, they're just not doing as much as they were at the moment.
Right. So these lower tourism flows to New Zealand, this is a real issue at the moment.
Oh, I think it is, actually. I mean, for Air New Zealand, I mean, they're doing their best to compete, and they've been assisted by lower jet fuel prices. They're being innovative and all the things we've talked about in the past. But if you just don't get that throughput, you've really got a problem, because it's very much a lumpy industry. Airlines, I mean, you've got large capital costs. You've just got to get the throughput, the passenger numbers, to really make a go of it.
Yeah, well, it's a hard business to make money out of at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, they will be assisted to some extent by what's happening with Qantas. I mean, that's been an absolute fiasco from the start. In fact, I see just recently they're back around the table talking, and you may be aware they've got 21 days to actually resolve things over there before they move to some compulsory arbitration. But there are quite a number of people over there, including politicians, saying, well, why should one man, i.e. the CEO of Qantas, be able to sort of pull the whole airline out like he did and bring 107 planes onto the ground just over a weekend arbitrarily? So I think there's been a lot of collateral damage, brand damage to Qantas, and you would think that Air New Zealand would actually benefit from some of that. And in parallel to that, Air New Zealand's actually increased their shareholding in Virgin Australia, which I think is a good strategic move longer term. So maybe some positives coming to Air New Zealand from that.
Yeah, I think, Graham, the grounding of the airline actually, because they were going through rolling stoppages, obviously,
absolutely,
for a great deal of time, and
that's
so
right,
that stopped that. They couldn't actually go on strike, and now they go to this 21-day period,
yes,
which they're halfway through, and then we'll see what comes out of that. But, I mean, they were quite clear, weren't they? They said, we can't carry on business like this. I think it's their international routes, isn't it?
Well, international losing around $200 million a year, which is very, very significant. But the big issues here is really the job loss of Australia to Asia. I mean, that's really what the unions are concerned about. But the other parallel issue, of course, is Joyce, the CEO, getting a salary now of, what, $5.1 million, which is just horrific. So a lot of unrest there. But Joyce, again, rolling the dice big time here. I mean, he's, you know, he's an actuary, so I'm told this is a big gamble for that guy to do this. So, I mean, I'm not sure whether he sees himself there longer term, but, I mean, it's either going to work for him or it's going to go against him.
Well, the brand's been damaged, no question about that. It just remains to be seen how long, you know, will the customers, will they go back? They probably do, don't they? It's a temporary thing.
They probably do. I mean, Qantas has got, what, 64% market share. I mean, it's a key airline for most people, so they'll probably get them on board. But, you know, at the moment, it's costing them several millions of dollars a day just for all this disruption going on. They're now handing out tickets to people who are affected by the disruption. So, you know, there'll be a long recovery phase from this. So I guess New Zealand could benefit from some of that.
Thank you, Graham. Nice to talk to you again.
You're welcome.
That is Graham Thomas from Milford Asset Management. And if you want to know more about the KiwiSaver Fund, you get a statement and a transfer form. You go to www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, milfordkiwisaver, one word, .co.nz.